On today's show, Elon Musk says it was the Saudis who approached him about taking Tesla private. A research group in Australia may have come up with a breakthrough in making hydrogen for fuel cell cars. And the UAW scandal with FCA may have been going on a lot longer than anyone knew. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Boy, that scandal between the UAW and FCA may run much deeper than what's been revealed before. The government says the conspiracy to corrupt labor contracts started in 2009. But the lawyer of Alphonse Iacobelli, FCA's former labor negotiator, says it started before Iacobelli arrived at the company in 2007. Iacobelli faces up to 8 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to violating the Labor Management Relations Act and cheating on his taxes. FCA denies that any execs above Iacobelli were aware of the conspiracy. In a letter sent to shareholders that was published yesterday, Elon Musk said it was the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund that approached him multiple times about taking Tesla private. He says the first meetings go back to early 2017. Musk says the sovereign fund has more than enough money to take Tesla private. At a July 31st meeting, he says the Saudis told him they regretted he had not yet moved to take Tesla private and that they were eager to proceed. Musk says this is why he tweeted out funding secured. Now, we wonder if he can get the deal done before he has to announce whether or not Tesla turned a profit in the third quarter. Hey, did the Aussies just come out with a breakthrough for making hydrogen? We'll have more about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
One of the big things holding back fuel cell vehicles is the lack of a hydrogen infrastructure. But Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO, says it just came out with a breakthrough. It uses liquid ammonia, which can easily be shipped, and then it uses a modular unit with a unique membrane, which separates hydrogen from the ammonia. Remember, the chemical composition of ammonia is NH3, so it has even more hydrogen than water, or H2O. The modular units can be used at or near refueling stations, so you can make hydrogen right on site. To prove that it works, CSIRO recently tested a Toyota Mirai and Hyundai Nexo using hydrogen that was produced with its method. Electrify America is the company that Volkswagen was forced to set up as part of its diesel emission settlement. It has to invest $2 billion in EV charging stations in the U.S. and promote zero-emission vehicles. So it's launching a national TV ad campaign called the Jetstones. It starts with the music from the Flintstones and then transitions to the Jetsons. A friendly voice tells you how instant acceleration makes EVs more fun to drive, and that they're becoming more affordable. Interestingly, it features ZEVs from Chevy, Hyundai, BMW, VW, Honda, and Nissan. Nothing from Toyota or that other car company that starts with a T. Coming up next, that midsize pickup segment is doing better than anyone expected.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Ford announced the pricing for the Ranger pickup that it's going to sell in the U.S. market. The base price for a two-wheel drive extended cab with a six-foot bed is $25,395. That includes destination charges. If you want four-wheel drive, it adds another $4,000. At the top of the line, a 4x4 Lariat model, Super Crew, with a 5-foot bed, is $39,480. Ford says dealers are taking orders right now. And we may soon see the Raptor version of the Ranger for the European market. Ford says it will reveal a new performance vehicle at Gamescom, which is Europe's largest gaming event in Germany. And it sure looks like a four-door version of the Ranger Raptor. The vehicle will also be added to a racing video game that's coming out. In the U.S., the Ranger is getting into a midsize pickup segment that is red hot. Sales of the Toyota Tacoma are up 23% this year. The Chevrolet Colorado is up 33%, while the Nissan Frontier is up 1.8%, and the GMC Canyon is up 10%. Now the question is, will the Ford Ranger and upcoming Jeep pickup help that segment keep on growing, or will they just slice the pie thinner? And you know, Nissan must be mighty pleased with sales of the Frontier. Even though they're only up slightly, this is an old truck. It's been around for nearly 20 years. Auto Forecast Solutions says it will not be replaced with a new design until November of 2020, which is when it will go into production at Nissan's plant in Canton, Mississippi. And say, you know, as long as we're at it, should we include the Honda Ridgeline in this comparison? It sure seems to fit in better here than counting it in the full-size pickup segment. But no matter which category you put it in, it's not doing very well. Sales are down 17% so far this year. Say, we got a great Auto Line After Hours coming up on Thursday. We'll be talking with Craig Ehrlich from the company George P. Johnson, which is known around the world for making auto show displays. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.